he worked in a machine shop. They had a factory band, and he learned to play the French horn, enough that he could play in the band. When he came here, his first ambition was to be a French horn player in a symphony or opera. And he said his first job in this country was playing the cornet at a wedding in Brooklyn. And he was hanging around, he told me this story 10,000 times, he was hanging around the Musicians Union hoping to get another job when some older man took him under his wing and said, what do you expect to do with your horn in this country? And he said, I'd like to play symphony or opera. He said, how much training have you had? He said, oh, very little, just enough that I could play in the band in Russia. He said, well, here in America, you're going to have to go to conservatory and learn theory and harmony. And if you're in an opera pit, if the prima donna can't hit the high note, you have to learn to transpose at sight a little bit further down. You got any other trade? My father said, yes, I'm a machinist. And the guy said, what? Get out of here. Forget your horn. And my father took his advice, went down to Center Street, where he got himself a job in a machine shop. Onward and upward.